USA Radio News.
Funerals continue today in Pittsburgh as the entire city continues to mourn over 11 people who were gunned down in a synagogue on Saturday. The president and first lady paid their respects on Tuesday, and now we're starting to hear from some of the folks who survived the attack, including Barry Werber, who joined CBS News to talk about his experience.
I hear a series of shots, and by that time I knew they were gunshots. And then a pause, and then another series of shots, and a pause. I'm trying to talk to 911. Person walks in, and the door shuts, but I had long enough time to see that he had a jacket, shirt, pants, and a long gun.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, and President Trump today doubled down on his pledge to end birthright citizenship, asserting that it will be ended one way or another in a tweet, and that migrant caravan that's in Mexico and heading towards the United States is over 900 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A national jewelry chain is accused of scamming U.S. service members. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
Harris Jewelry is a national chain that's based on New York's Long Island, and it has retail stores on or near military bases all across the country. Now New York has filed a lawsuit against Harris claiming the company uses false and deceptive methods to dupe U.S. military members into illegal financing contracts for overpriced merchandise. Attorney General Barbara Underwood says Harris used its Operation Teddy Bear charitable donations campaign to lure service members into the high-priced in-house financing contracts. It alleges Harris marks up jewelry between 600 and 1,000% over wholesale and then adds a nearly 15% interest rate to those contracts.
A mafia hitman is suspected of being behind the attack that led to Whitey Bulger being killed in a West Virginia prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy said the unity people feel after a tragedy strikes only lasts for about 30 minutes, and something really has to be done to change that. Gowdy joined Fox News and shared what he believes needs to be done to change people's hearts and minds.
Well, speaking of things that ought to unify us, Martha, there ought to be common standards of decency. There ought to be a common acknowledgement that we need a moral code by which we live, that racism is wrong, that intolerance is wrong, that what Dylann Roof believed before he got in the car and drove to Charleston, not just what he did, but what he believed before he got in the car, is reprehensible and insidious. And the same with the shooter in Pittsburgh. But when we lose that sense of unity, that there is a moral code that is not relativistic, it exists every day. Then it leads to this kind of malaise that unfortunately we find ourselves in. And tragedy used to be unifying, but now, Martha, it lasts for about 30 minutes. I want to focus on the victims. If President Trump will focus on the victims and their lives, I think that's what my fellow Americans would love. Not focus on the shooter and not focus on the politics of it. Focus on the lives that were lost and how that impacts dozens and hundreds of people that were involved in their lives. I think that would be unifying.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.